101 with the Grease Man working out to the beat of the rock. I was moving so fast during that thing, I just spat my camel out. Let me pick that thing up here. Ooh, let me see. What do they tell me? The proper way to pick something up off the floor. Bend your knees. Oh, God. All right. I'm bending my knees. Back straight. Easy. Ever since that back injury, I've had to be extra. It's all right now. It's all right. I'm about ready to hit the gym. I'm about ready to get in there and bulk up. I learned my lesson, buddy. I learned my lesson. You are hating life when you're flat on your back in traction in the hospital.
Yeah, but it was brutal being in there. I mean, it was a nice hospital and everything, but, you know, traction is restrictive, you know? There you are, tied up. Although I did have something interesting happen while I was in the hospital. I was kind of like a celebrity in there, and people were coming in, and this one lady from the nursing department came in, and she said, Grease, we have a bunch of nursing students, and today's the day we learn how to prep a man for a hernia operation, and you're always talking about being a big man, bold man, proud man. Would you mind if these nurses came? We need a volunteer. Of course, you don't have to. We can always get a volunteer from one of the med students. We'll assign him to go in there and allow himself to be shaved, but if you think you buy, said, hey, send him in. I'm just lying here in traction anyway. Send him in, little lady. And so she went out, and I gave myself a couple of quick hits with the binocle, and they came walking in. They got around the bed. I noticed one of the nursing students was a male. I said, buddy, this ain't gonna make you feel a little intimidated, is it?
I don't care.
Well, all right, just stand back, though. You stand back, okay? You're looking a little immunosuppressed. Stand back. Hey, gee. So, the nurses were all giggling and tittering. I said, okay, little ladies, you're gonna need a couple of cans of foamy to handle this, baby. Meet your destiny. Easy, calm her down. Calm her down. It's all right, baby. It's all right. It's all right. Easy, easy. Yeah, it's all right. I got this baby on a leash, little girl. I got this baby on a leash. Yeah. And the instructor was the first to begin. She said, all right, they had like a straight razor, like them old-fashioned barbershop kind, you know. She said, now, you'll notice the deft strokes with the snap of the wrist. I said, easy on that thing now. Easy, does he? And sure enough, they were giggling. Like, each one took a turn. Now, if you'll have to hold these to one side to get there. And I'm thinking, oh, God. Well, wouldn't you know? No, in the midst of the procedure, in walks my honey. I said, oh, hi. She said, what in the blue blazes is going on here? I go cook all day long. I come in here with a little food for you so you don't have to eat hospital gruel. And look how I find you, surrounded by women. I said, wait, hold you. This is a classroom experience going on. This is a classroom. My fuckers! This is no classroom experience. I bust my chops in the job all day. I go home and I cook your dinner. I get here at the end of the visiting hours, and how do I find you? Huh? How do I find like I'm always, you are a scum dog? Yeah, I said, no, wait a minute. Maybe I'm just getting shaved. These girls have to learn how there's a lot of guys that need operations that you wouldn't want them to go. They're unprepared, would you? I mean, honey, come on there. She said, oh, you want to shave? You want to shave, do you? I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute, baby. Put down the Black and Decker. Put down the Black and Decker. Oh, yeah, come on. This could add new meaning to the term, cutting me a new one. No, all right. She said, prepare to lose. And she took that thing in fortunately, when she hit that bad boy with it, it just went clang! And all the blades were twisted and gnarled. I just smiled, lit a camel, and said, hey, did you bring any beer? 100! The Grease Man here with Friday.